You are about to listen to an exclusive interview on Maximum Threshold Radio. Thanks for listening to us at MaximumThreshold.net. Horns up, fists in the air.
Maximum Threshold, you are on the air.
What's up? This is Chachi.
Hey, Chachi, what's going on, man?
Well, other than not knowing what time zone I'm in and totally shit in the bed, I'm calling back in. I'm just hanging out, watching the Red Wings lose.
Oh, damn.
What are you, in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. I don't want to talk about it.
You can go get some Italian beef.
Everything has gone poorly for me today as far as hockey goes. I'm like, dude, it's the NHL season. Let's fucking get wound up. And then the Blackhawks win gigantic, so I'm pissed. The Penguins win, which I hate. And the Red Wings are getting blasted. There's nothing has gone well for me at all.
I mean, at least you're not a Cleveland Browns fan.
Yeah, you get used to disappointment. Well, Chachi, I don't know much about you, to be honest. I just got to see the band perform once last year, and I told Dominic that I judge bands really harshly, especially a live show, but I got to see you on that Trespass America Festival, and I got back, I'm like, damn, man, I got to get some of these damn CDs. This band is awesome.
Thanks, man. That means a lot because, I mean, we were probably, musically, we're the lightest band on that tour, you know, and I think we kind of went into that tour with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. People are like, oh, Five Finger took Pop Evil out. They had two ballad hits, and we're just like, fuck you guys, man. Like, we're going to throw down every night.
Oh, no, you guys were awesome. I mean, I literally was, blown away. I'm like, damn. And they had you guys on early
in
the show.
We're great at blowing dudes. Wait, what?
So is Dave. You got a lot in common. I missed you guys. You guys were on tour with Tesla, and I missed you guys a couple of times.
Oh, man, those guys are great. We, Tesla, we did a few shows with me still. Before me, the guys actually went out, I mean, in the same vein as Tesla. They did a Judas Priest White Snake tour.
Well, as I said, I was really impressed with you, and I'm hoping you come back on tour on the North Coast again soon. So I look forward to that. So what's happening with the band? Give us a little lowdown.
You guys got the scoop going on right now.
Yeah, what's the scoop?
Yeah, we're in Chicago. I'm booing the Blackhawks every day of my life, every breath. And we're in Chicago at Groovemaster with Johnny Shea, recording our new album. He also did War of Angels. And I mean, the general consensus is just, you know, we're on a new level than we were last year. I mean, management actually flew in today. Like, we've been in business meetings all day. Management is coming to check out the songs, try to pick a single. And Johnny K, so obviously our producer, our manager, everyone that's here is just like, you know, whatever's happened, you guys are ahead of schedule. You guys are writing better songs than you've ever written. The band has just matured and grown up and really, you know, taken a serious step in the right direction. And so everything's, I can't imagine things really being a lot better for us than where we are right now in terms of, you know, our accomplishments and what we're able of doing. So.
Well, you guys remind me of what a real rock and roll rock star band should be. Check this out, and here's what I mean by this. You write great songs. You got a great live performance. Every dude wants to be you on stage, and every chick wants to be with you. So that's what I call a true rock and roll band.
Wow. That was probably the most original thought you never had.
No, it's not the original thought, but it's the point. It's not
Dave wants to blow you next time you come to town, and he wants to know if
There's nothing gay about getting your dick sucked, you know what I'm saying?
You can fist him, but you got to stop before the elbow.
But the point is...
I mean, I got some part of my arm clean.
But I'm just letting you know these guys were... But I'm just letting you know these guys were really good. And, I mean, it's so weird. I have seen so many bands, even on that tour that you were on, that were... I didn't care for. I was like, oh, shit, another one of these bands.
Yeah, I mean, I think our live show is by far what we pride ourselves in. It's our bread and butter. And, talking about the Trespass Tour and talking about our reputation, you know, we just did Shiprock with Godsmack and Five Finger Death Punch and Korn and, Jesus, every band in the world, it seems like. And the last time the tour, me and a few of the guys from the band are all just, you know, we've had a couple drinks. I wouldn't let us drive your car. If I were you, but we're hanging out on the deck, and Zoe comes up from Five Finger. You know, we spent a whole summer with him, and Zoltan comes up to us with his, you know, his Hungarian accent, and he says to us, you know, I hear on the tour that a band some band on the tour has somebody who threw stuff off the boat, lit mattress on fire, somebody jumps off boat and breaks shit, all this stuff. Is this pop evil? And I was like, yeah, that, it's true. I'm like, that all happened. He goes, you guys fucking crazy. And I was like proud. I was like, dude, the guy from Five Finger Death Punch knows that we're not a bunch of like fake pussies, man. Like, we like to have a good time and be rowdy and then play great songs. Like, that's what we're about.
Cool. So how did you get Mick Mars to be in your video? Did you A, donate bone marrow to help him with his disease, or B, did you give him a Blumpkin?
The Blumpkin was never on the table. Not that we would have declined. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody in the band with enough shots that would have tried that. No, he actually co-wrote the song with us. We flew out to L.A. and he pretty much had a really big hand in writing the intro effects. And, you know, we flew our guitar player at the time out there, and he's like, you know, I'm working with Mick Mars, what's going to be like? And apparently they were just like, Mick wanted to show him a bunch of cool effects he could make on his guitar. And we're just all floored, and we're like, dude, the song's doing really well. You know, the song is, at the point we contacted Mick, the song was top 20 on Active Rock. And Mick's like, yeah, his manager's like, we'd love to do it. And we're like, holy shit, we were prepared for no.
Yeah.
And Mick's like, yeah, I'll totally do the video. And he came out, and he was like unguarded with us. He hung out with us all day. We talked to him. I can't like say enough about how nice of a guy Mick Mars was. He was, I didn't expect him to be a dick, but he was hands down cooler than I ever expected him to be. That was one of the coolest moments of my entire life, just like hanging out with Mick Mars for a whole day.
Cool. Would that be right up there with your first blowjob?
I haven't had that yet. I'm totally a virgin, and I try not to fool around with any girls at all. I remain completely celibate. No, I would honestly say my first blowjob was probably worse than hanging out with Mick Mars.
Did you? Did you still got the taste in your mouth?
Damn!
I can't believe you fell for it.
Man.
Michael, get anybody?
They got you on that one.
I practiced for a long time, and I still wasn't very good.
A lot of teeth, huh? Is that why you had to fire your first drummer or your longtime drummer because he used his teeth and couldn't get the technique down?
He is the drummer.
Oh, you're the drummer. So you had better technique. Is that how you got in the band? You have better technique.
Well, I have better hair.
Well, the other guy was bald.
Hey, watch it.
He was. He looked like a 6'1" Bruce Willis. Actually, Dylan and I have known each other longer than, I think, almost longer than anybody else in the band. So we kind of go back. The old drummer and me, I knew Dave and Dylan the longest of the guys at Pop Evil. We're all from Grand Rapids area, so that's a weird backstory to that.
So how's it feel to have Michigan losing to Ohio State?
Yeah, making Michigan a bitch again.
And it feels a little bit better knowing that your guys' bowl game went really well.
Yeah, so did yours, didn't it? By the way, you're in America.
Hey,
nobody
is a fucking monster. That dude's on roids. They need to test his ass.
Listen, you're in America. Nobody gives a fuck about hockey, okay? You want to watch hockey, go to Canada or go to Europe, okay?
I mean, you guys should take a moment for your undefeated season and get a commemorative tattoo of it, because I know you guys got some guys that know how to get cheap tattoos, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't even understand the joke.
Ohio State Michigan battle all day.
Well, hey, at least our quarterback knows how to tie his shoes.
That's true. Neither one of them can read, though.
All right, touche. and they can't pass very well either.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know anything about sports.
Honest, I've never, from the first year, I've never been a Denard Robinson fan. I can't wait for him to be gone and us to move on.
Yeah. I got a question. This is coming from. Go on.
Oh, I didn't have anything else to say. Really, I was just saying, but I'm excited for the future. Gotcha. You have a question. Let's hear it.
Yeah, this is about your new one. What difference is this new one that you're putting out compared to the last one?
I'm going to say, well, first of all, I'm on the new one, so I'm excited about that. I mean, unbiasedly, though, you know, the reaction we've gotten from management and PDs, and I think ourselves internally, is that this album is just flat out, it's better musically. I mean, we have better musicianship. We have better songs. Lee is still writing great vocals and great melodies, but all of us are, you know, really pushing ourselves to show people that we're not just like a bullshit radio rock band. Like, we can play our instruments, and we're prepared to prove that.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's so many bands, and I'm not here to slam anybody, throw anyone on the bus. But when you look back, you know, there's certain bands, especially in rock. You know, rock music is not really known for, like, holy shit, that dude's so good at his instrument. Yeah. It's more like that dude does a lot of blow, gets way fucked up, and writes a hit song that bangs shit.
So what you're saying is you have a studio drummer
cool
replace you.
I still want that. I'm cool with all that stuff. But, like, the great, you know, you look back and you're like, what separates, you know, Guns N' Roses from other bands? They're phenomenal musicians, you know. What separates Zeppelin? You know, they're the best band, I mean, best rock band arguably ever. They're all phenomenal musicians. Like, and guitar players and singers are easy to find that are talented in bands. Well, less talented. I mean, less hard, less easy to find today. But, you know, Matt and I as a rhythm section, I mean, Matt's a phenomenal, our bass player is insane. He is extremely overqualified to be in this band. And I think this new album, we let him breathe a little bit, not anywhere near his potential, but, you know, we just, all of us got to really to breathe and, like, show that we can play our shit, and I'm excited for people to hear that. It's aggressive, it's in your face, we're coming after people.
Breathing each other's farts on the bus, is that what you're talking about?
We're, like, Dutch ovening everybody.
Awesome. So, we got a question from Jeff Kiss. He wants to know, since you guys are big rock stars, are you just doing the blow, or are you on the meth too?
Does he see how not skinny all of us are? First of all, I have all my teeth, so I'm offended by that question.
From Michigan, and you have all your teeth. That's incredible.
Obviously, I'm not on meth.
I'm not on meth, but my bus is really fucking clean.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't go any farther.
Oh, God. I know there's one thing I wanted to say. I was telling Dave off the air that when your band came out, the PR company was pushing so hard on me to really play your music and stuff. But I just saw so much hype behind it. I think it sort of had like that Nirvana effect on me where I tried real hard to stay away from it, but eventually I gave into it. And then when I listened to it, I was like, man, this is some really good stuff. So I got hooked on your music. My kids got hooked on it. And I had to take them to the concert and check you out and stuff. And they still talk about it to this day.
Dude, there's nothing like really like better to hear than something like that where people come out and want to not like us.
Yep.
Whatever the reason is, and I'm still a huge fan of music. I mean, like, even today, I got like kind of not bitched at, but I got like, you know, snapped at for we were in the studio, we're tracking our new album, and I was like, you know, we have some radio guys here, and I started talking about other bands. I was like, yeah, I'm excited for this album. Damn. You know, what do you think about this new band? And our manager's like, who gives a shit? You're tracking your own album. I'm like, well, yeah, I like our band too. But, you know, I'm still very much a fan of music. So if I hear shit and I think it's bad, I'm like, yo, it's not good, man. Like, even if it's ours.
I hear a million bad bands. What was the first thing I said to you after their first song? When we were
you said they suck. No. You fucking homo. He likes Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
Michael, can you give me a second, please? What did I honestly say, Michael? I mean, Dominic, what did I honestly say in the pit? Do you remember?
I normally don't like this kind of music, but these guys are really good.
No, that's not what I said. What I really said.
I don't remember. What did you say? I'll agree with you what you said, though.
No, if you don't remember, you don't
I don't remember.
I just said, hey, I really like these guys a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, so would you perform sexual favors on Eddie Trunk for him to put you on the new season of That Metal Show on VH1 Classic?
Man, I've heard a lot of bad things about that guy personally. So,
like what?
So no.
Let's hear him. Come on.
Well, I can't. Well, I'll tell you. I just heard he's rude. I mean, I don't know. I watched the show. I like the show. I mean, we're not metal, man. We can't. We don't deserve to be on the show.
No, I consider you guys rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, we're rock and hard rock and some of our stuff. I mean, if you really want to be really open-minded, you might say some of our stuff's even borderline I guess, alternative rock. I don't know about that, but we're definitely not a metal band. I mean, I like to think that our live show will throw down. I mean, all of us are huge fans of Seven Dust, and I think that's kind of one of those bands that we compare ourselves to live, like, every night. Mm-hmm. You know, I walk out there as a drummer. I mean, shit, I look up to Morgan Rose. You know, we have Clint Lowry, and we're like, dude, Seven Dust is going to destroy everyone here. We gotta do as good or better. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a little more metal than we are, but still, you know, same vein. And we want to put on that kind of show every single night. So I think our live show is definitely heavier than the album leads on to be.
I think for anybody who's never had a chance to check Pop Evil out live, I think you really need to experience this, because you guys really put on a phenomenal show, and there's nobody just standing around just playing. And I think today in music in general, you have to be one of the hardest pounding drummers I've ever seen, you know, because you literally stand up when you play and you're beating the piss out of your drums the whole time from beginning to end.
Yeah, I just have a good time. I get paid to bang. I'm like a porn star with no STDs and a small wiener.
Well, there is one cool thing about his shows is a ton of women at his shows, too, though. It isn't just like a sausage fest like when you go to a regular metal
show.
Dave,
you being there, being one ton of women doesn't make tons of women there.
I think, you know, I'm really glad that, you know, all of our guys really go super fucking hard live. We throw down, we can play our instruments, everyone gives 110%, and we're very much like, we're five individuals, you know, we're not, a lot of bands like, oh, we all like this, we're all this. No, but that's bullshit. We're not like a fairy tale behind the white picket fence band. We're five different dudes that have five different flavors. And you might not love all of our looks or all of our opinions, but like when we get on stage, we throw down, man. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of that.
Got a question here from the Hellion in the chat room. He's saying, ask this guy if he is interested in getting the Ed Trunk style haircut.
Not a chance.
Now let's see here. Let's see if there's any more questions here. Yeah, I just want to talk real quick about, you know, you have a thing for your fans. You really are out there for them, and you do a video every day. You know, what was some of the crazy responses that you've gotten from fans out there that wasn't expecting some of the things that you would say on there?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of started the daily video update for my family. Like, you know, I'm very much close to my mom, my dad, my grandma. And you know, like I could do a video every day and kind of let them know where I am. Mm-hmm. And then my Facebook kind of started blowing up, and fans opened up to like, oh, we love your daily videos, blah, blah. And I just kind of stuck with it. So I get, you know, I get kind of bombarded at times, and I really try hard to answer any questions or opinions or emails. And some people get straight out aggressive if I don't. This is like, you're a dick. I emailed you to get back to me like 6 hours later. And I'm like, fucking A, I got 100 emails. I'm trying my best. I promise I'll get back to you, but cut me a break here. But I mean, crazy. I mean, we get some pretty crazy shit, man. Yeah. I don't consider ourselves or myself famous at all. So like when, you know, we get like weird, crazy shit that happens, I'm still pretty green to that. Mm-hmm. It still blows me away a little bit.
So, Let's be honest, because I'm sure the other guys from Pop Evil aren't listening.
Let's be honest.
Would you don an official Housecore Records loincloth, quit Pop Evil, and join Man of War, given the opportunity?
Man, you know, a couple years ago, probably. There are 80s bands I'll be honest, man, I love 80s hair metal. Man of War, not my favorite choice, though.
Well, you know you want to wear a loincloth. Just admit it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to work out and get the abs, and then I'm going to try to embrace my Native American heritage and do that.
Well, you know, you can just spray them on 300 style.
I do my best.
Besides, you're from Michigan. You probably only weigh like 300 pounds.
Oh, I said I don't do meth, so I'm at least a buck. I'm at least 550.
Go for the record, dude. You're not even halfway there.
No, I'm not even close. I'm not even 200 pounds.
Dominic's legs are 200 pounds.
So how evil? How evil are you guys?
I microwaved a puppy one time.
Oh, dude.
That's not true.
Wait, what kind of puppy
was it? Pretty
evil,
though, right?
Well, I'm glad they chose the name Pop Evil over Soda Evil, because Soda Evil just didn't sound right.
Yeah, I mean, we're rock evil. That doesn't work. I wasn't in the band when the band got named, and we get asked a lot as individuals. So, do you guys like the band name? And, you know, if you're trying to, like, play ball, you're like, oh, yeah, because we like this, and it stands for this. But normally, if you ask, like, me or Davey, we're like, no, the band name sucks.
So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Brass Sacks.
We got 5 minutes, so...
All right, let's do it. I can get off twice.
You can get off only twice?
I got to take a little bit of a break. I get tired.
We need to give us some websites, because we got... We're on a time constraint here, Chachi.
Oh, I gotta plug our shit here.
So where'd you come up with Chachi at, by the way?
That sounds super good. All right, so facebook.com/popevil. We're always on Facebook. We're on Instagram under Pop Evil, obviously. We're on Pop Evil Music for Twitter. I'm on Twitter, Chachi Riot. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/ChachiDrummer. And I know Matt is really active on Twitter.
Pop Evil Music.
I mean, realistically, if I can plug anything, like, follow the news, follow rock music, buy fucking rock albums, man. Like, that's what I want to support, rock music. If you like a band, buy their shit. Our shit will be coming out in May, buy the album. That's what I care about.
If you like
Facebook and Twitter, cool. But otherwise, support bands you like.
Make sure you call us back when the album comes out. Maybe send us a copy and some merchandise, maybe a drum set.
I'm down with that. I can probably make some magic happen.
Sweet.
That's cool. Well, no, but I'm looking forward to you guys go on tour to support this new album when it comes out.
Yeah. Dude, we have two tours right now in the works and getting booked, and I really wish I could tell you who it is. I can't, but let me just tell you that both of them are like
I got a good one, man. I would like to see you guys do Rock on the Range.
I like to see them. Perfect. I could see you guys touring with doing a big Shinedown tour.
Or with Morning Wagon.
Well, one of the things we've talked about tonight at some point, whether it be just now or in my earlier conversation, mm-hmm. actually two. From all the things that have been mentioned tonight, two things are happening with Pop Evil and X. X being the, you know, the random factor, so... Fans look forward to that.
So you're talking about Eddie Trunk again. you still beat off to Joni by any chance?
Dude, I just can't. My Chachi nickname isn't even Happy Days based. I don't even have any reputability in that. Is reputability a word?
It is now.
Yeah,
it ain't any worse than some of the words Dave uses.
Yeah. Or Bill Clinton
after
used.
Four glasses of vodka and mixed fruit, it is.
Well, we're going to have you do a station promo for us, okay, Joshy? We're going to have you just state your name, the band you're with.
I'm going to try to one-up the last one here.
We're going to have you listen to Maximum Threshold and throw anything you want out the end of it.
You're listening to Maximum Threshold.
We had a dude say Mexican Threshold once because he was so fucked up.
No, he was the guy who worked at Subway.
All right. You guys did a crazy one, right? So you cut and paste into something wacky?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is Chachi from Pop Evil, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
All right, now do you want
everyone in the whole room is pissed off at his yells like this. Everyone else in the band is like, what just happened?
You want to do something that's not gay now?
Hey, guys, this is Maximum Threshold, and if you're looking to get your dicks hard, turn it up.
You know we're going to use that one, don't you? That's the one I use.
You should have threw your name in there at the end.
No, you just threw it from Chachi.
I'm not going to say my name in that.
No,
we'll add it. Don't worry.
This is George Capolini Jr. from Pop Evil. I can't do that one.
Hey, why don't you fart into the microphone while you're at it or into the telephone?
Why? Because he has to ask his telephone. He has to smell it.
Oh, damn.
Chachi, you were awesome. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, what song do you want me to play?
I love you guys.
What song do you want me to play for you?
Let's play. Play Last Man Standing.
Okay, got it right here. Oh, I already had it up here.
Is that about a game of soggy biscuit on the tour bus?
Hit me up anytime.
I definitely will, man.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great night.
Oh, you too. Have a good one, man.
Peace.
Bye. Here you go. This Last Man Standing by Poppy. We'll be right back after this. Horns up, fist near. Thanks, Chachi.
You have just listened to an exclusive interview on Maximum Threshold Radio. Thanks for listening, and please visit us at MaximumThreshold.net.